If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. Only one man plays guitar that fast or that good.
That's one man and one guitar.
And we are going to have the privilege of once again introducing him at the Park West in just a couple weeks. It is going to be on Friday night.
The 11th of December at the Park West here in Chicago. He is, as you can tell, a guitar virtuoso. And he's our buddy. He's Tommy Emmanuel. Good morning, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning. Thanks Happy holidays.
Thanks for calling me. Happy after Thanksgiving Day.
Yes. Do you sometimes wake up and say, what city am I in? Because I follow you all over the world, and you make my head spin.
Well, I know I'm home. There's a baby. Yeah, the baby crying here.
I hear Rachel crying. Yeah.
Hey, hello,
wait, that's probably her first time on the radio.
It is. This is
Woo-hoo!
Her first time on the radio. Yeah. You ready? There you go. She went,
So it's her first radio interview? Okay, cool.
And she sounds all just right. like her daddy when he gets all out of breath.
We've been rehearsing this new show, and it's really coming on great. Tonight is the last rehearsal, and then we're off tomorrow to Kentucky.
And for people that have seen Tommy before, what is going to happen at the Park West is something a little different. You're calling it your Classics and Christmas Tour, and you're going to be performing for half the show, and then you've got some terrific people with you. Pat Bergeson, John Knowles, and Annie Selleck. We are so looking forward to this show, Tommy.
Mm. Well, there's nothing better than playing Christmas music, you know. Mm-hmm. I tell you, we have enjoyed playing the rehearsals and changing the arrangements and making things good for Annie, who's doing most of the vocal work. Mm-hmm. But actually, John and Pat and I sing a little bit too in the show, and it's fun. But the first half of the show is just me solo. I play the stuff that people like to come and see me play. And then we do all the Christmas stuff, and it's so beautiful.
And for people who say, Pat Bergeson, that name sounds familiar, he's actually a local boy coming home for the concert, right?
Yeah.
Pat Bergeson is from Illinois. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. And he wrote a great song, which Chet Atkins recorded, and I did as well, called The Mountains of Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Love that song.
It was kind of tongue-in-cheek, because there are not too many mountains.
That's right. If you've ever driven I-57, you know that.
Well, last time we saw, please tell Pat we said hello. Last time we saw him was with a lady that we just had on the show about an hour or so ago, Susie Boggess. Mm-hmm. And Pat was in the studio with Susie.
Right.
Yeah. I love Susie singing. She's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And she was one of Chet's favorites, too.
That's right. You said you're heading to Kentucky. For those in Kentucky, it's London, Kentucky. Tommy will be there. Then Minneapolis, and then Des Moines, and Madison, Wisconsin. That's a great music town. Then Kansas City, Mo, Columbus, Ohio, Cincinnati, and then Chicago on the 11th of December. You've got this new Christmas album out. In fact, you've got a couple of albums out there.
And the new one that we just played a little bit from, the song The Bug, is from Tommy's new album, It's Never Too Late. I always say this, Tommy, but a terrific album. Just absolutely wonderful stuff.
Yeah, and that's a great Christmas gift.
Well, the song It's Never Too Late is for Rachel, our baby, you know. Mm-hmm. And we have a sign in our house which says, it's never too late to live happily ever after.
Oh, mm-hmm. I like
and,
that.
And that's really that's the thought behind the song, you know.
Yeah.
I was riding along with my wife in the car, you know, and she's 30 years younger than me almost, and I just had been thinking about I shouldn't leave it any longer to have another baby, and she thought the same thing, and so we were lucky. Rachel came along 9 months later.
Timing, Tommy.
Yes, timing is everything.
Well, timing is everything, exactly.
We are so thrilled anytime our paths cross. In fact, let us say publicly thank you for what you did in our book, A Little More Less. We love what you wrote.
Yes. Thank you for your contribution.
It It was beautiful, and I'm so glad you guys got out and told the world about all that stuff, because it's important.
Well, yes, you feel as we do that Les and Chet were two people that should never, ever be forgotten.
No. Well, that's impossible while we're still here.
But yeah.
There's also, the great thing is, through things like your book and through articles in guitar magazines, which have, you know, heavy metal guys on the cover, mm-hmm. So young people go out and buy it, they read an article on Chet or Les, you know, and realize, oh, we play electric guitar because of these guys.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I know you got a busy day. You've got a rehearsal coming up. You got a baby in your arms. So hug your wife and baby for us.
We're doing good. Clara's doing great.
Great.
And by the way, the song "The Bug" is really about Clara. That's her nickname.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I kind of thought that.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, Tommy, he practices what he preaches. Always said you write about what you know, right? And in your case,
well, yeah.
What you love.
Yeah, I'm the Forrest Gump of the composer world, you know. I only write what I know.
Tommy, we love you. We're looking forward to seeing you in a couple
Give
weeks.
Clara a hug from us.
Thank you.
Aww. Okay, bye.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye now.